8, a theoretical physicist at Princeton University, was fond of this aphorism. Time is nature's way of stopping things happening all at once. When he shared this with Martin Rees, Astronomer Royal of Great Britain, Rees responded with an aphorism of his own. God invented space so that not everything had to happen in Princeton. Some interesting things do have Princeton pedigrees, and they continue to reverberate in America's political arguments. Introduction. Princeton, 1777. It did not have to turn out as it did. The antecedent of the pronoun could be almost anything, but in this case, it was a battle that is an exhilarating illustration of contingency in history. In the American Revolutionary War, the fate of a continent and of an idea was at stake in a protracted conflict involving military forces that were, compared to those of the Napoleonic Wars in Europe less than a generation later, astonishingly small. The war was won, in large measure, through the skillful maneuvering, which often meant retreating, by George Washington, who lost most of the not very numerous battles in which he directly engaged British forces. One of the battles he won might, if he had lost it, have ended the war and the Revolution. The Battle of Princeton is often, but mistakenly, considered a mere lagging episode, a minor echo of the Battle of Trenton. It was more than this, and for the purpose of this book, it is a suitable subject with which to begin, because the subsequent chapters are, among other things, an argument against the temptation of historicism, the belief that the unfolding of events is an autonomous process with its own laws and logic. The Battle of Princeton is an invigorating illustration of the history-making role of individual agency. It occurred less than 2 miles from Princeton University's Nassau Hall. You can stroll across the battlefield in fewer than half the number of minutes, 45, that the fight is estimated to have lasted. As a historic site, it is shamefully neglected. As a historic event, the January 3, 1777 Battle of Princeton is astonishingly underestimated. It was one of the most consequential battles in world history because of what did not happen but easily could have. In it, the American Revolution and the hope for a republic based on natural rights that limit government survived a near-death experience. The Battle of Princeton was a small skirmish in an 8-year war in which only 25,000 Americans died. This was, however, 1% of the new nation's population, making the Revolutionary War second only to the Civil War in its lethality. In December 1776, the Revolution was failing. Britain had dispatched to America 36,000 troops, at that point the largest European expeditionary force ever, hoping to crush the rebellion quickly and forestall a French intervention on behalf of the Americans. General George Washington had been driven from Brooklyn Heights, then from Manhattan, then out of New York. The nation, whose independent existence had been proclaimed just 5 months earlier, barely existed as he retreated across New Jersey and into Pennsylvania. From there, however, on Christmas night, he crossed the Delaware River ice floes for a successful 45-minute battle with Britain's Hessian mercenaries at Trenton. This was Washington's first victory. He had not been at Lexington, Concord, or Bunker Hill. Trenton would, however, have been an evanescent triumph were it not for what happened 10 days later. On January 2, 1777, British General Charles Cornwallis began marching 5,500 troops from Princeton to attack Washington's slightly outnumbered forces, which Cornwallis hoped to pin down with their backs to the Delaware. Washington, leaving a few hundred soldiers to tend fires that tricked Cornwallis into thinking that the entire Patriot Army was encamped, made a stealthy 14-mile night march to attack 3 British regiments remaining at Princeton. The opposing forces collided shortly after dawn. The most lethal weapons in this war were bayonets. The British had them. Few Americans did. The Americans beat a panicked retreat from the advancing Steele. By the example of